verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir, no hallo la forma de expresar lo hermoso del amor que él a mí me da. Y así como la hiedra y la pared, así sentirme cuando estoy con él, como si fuera perla en el fondo del mar. Mi amado es señalado entre 10,000 y me confieso suya hasta el fin. Me vestiré de blanco y le daré mi vida por completo a él.
Well, we're hoping that you're enjoying our program.
Y también de nuestra música.
And from our music as well.
Nos quedamos para terminar con la receta del día. Muy interesante.
So we're going to finish up our recipe of the day,
Sammy. Sammy, terminemos con nuestro segmento de la receta del día.
So come on, finish your
chicken
segment.
Bacon roulades. And where I left off was we had got the chicken. We put it in the plastic. We pounded it to 1/8 thick. Mm-hmm. We sprinkled the Parmesan cheese in there. You can put as much as you want. I know I like it.
I love cheese.
Yep. And bacon and cheese. You can't go wrong with those two ingredients. And then you add the bacon inside the roulades and you roll them like sushi and put some toothpicks in it to hold it in place.
Unos palillos. Awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you put them in the skillet with the remaining fat from the bacon, the lovely bacon fat.
Yummy.
Yes, and let them brown. Don't overcook them, just so that they're lightly browned. And okay, now we make the sauce. Add 1 tablespoon olive oil to reserve fat in skillet and heat over medium heat. Brown roulades on all sides, about 5 minutes total. Transfer the skillet to the middle of the oven and bake roulades until just cooked through 20 to 25 minutes. Transfer the chicken to a plate with tongs. Of course, you don't want to burn yourself. To keep them warm, covered with aluminum foil. Pour off fat from the skillet. Careful, the handle is hot. Add garlic and butter. Cook mixture over medium-low heat, stirring for 1 minute. Then you add flour and cook. Let me see how you say that word. Roux, stirring 1 minute. Add broth and cream. And bring to a boil. Whisping and simmer the sauce. Whisking 2 minutes. Pour through a fine mesh sieve into a small saucepan. Keep sauce warm. Remove the wooden toothpicks from the roulades. This is, you're getting close to actually eating the food at this point. Put them on a plate. Grab the sauce that you just made and you pour them on top of your chicken with bacon and parmesan.
¿Y esa es una buena receta para la temporada? Para esta temporada?
Yeah. No, it's not a, it's not a Christmas thing. No. But man, it's a good thing for the stomach. And, you know, I'm going to try to make it this weekend, and I'll let everyone at home know in our next show how it went. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed that.
Y espero que puedas proveernos de esa receta para que la gente que quiera ir con nosotros a nuestra página la pueda encontrar.
I'll put it on sarahescobar.org.
Okay, gracias. Usted ahí la puede encontrar. Es que gracias, Sammy.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy it.
Chef Sam.
Lo vamos a hacer, lo vamos a preparar. Así es que hoy nos preparamos, ya estamos listos para el segmento de Nate. Nate se ha preparado arduamente, ¿verdad? Trayendo información de aquí y de allá. Y no podemos esperar más, Nate, para que usted nos hable acerca de un segmento que es más científico. Yo puedo decirlo así. Antes que nada, quiero que saludes a la audiencia y que nos platiques un poco acerca de tus estudios y lo que nos vas a enseñar en este día.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a lot of research went into it. My name is Nathan. Nice seeing everyone out here. And I mean, yeah, I was thinking on how your segment about Give Me Something to Believe. I was like really reflecting on that. And it kind of ties into what I'm talking about. And so I want to start off with the Star of Bethlehem. I mean, people, that you see that everywhere. You see that on the Nativity Street, on the neighbor's lawn. You see that on top of the Christmas tree. And actually, does anyone know? Like, the Star of Bethlehem, what it is?
What, the moon.
Any guesses?
Not the moon.
Sí, es ese,
like a, what was it, a symbol for guidance?
Sí, bueno, para mí es un símbolo que alguien dijera es de religioso.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I guess I could better the question this way. What do you think of when you see that star?
Jesus. Birth.
Yo, para mí, guianza.
Direction.
Guianza,
sí. Beautiful star.
Yeah, that's wonderful, David. Right? Wonderful. Yeah, anyway. Okay, so in trying to figure out what the Star of Bethlehem was for me, actually I stumbled upon what I think is the actual date for Christ's birth.
Que era específicamente para el día, el dato cuando nació Jesús, la fecha exacta.
Yeah, so really, I want to get into the historical notes.
A las notas históricas.
And a lot of the, records and chronological areas.
Cronológicos datos y todo esto.
So here it goes. I found that Aries is the sign of the Jews.
Aries es la seña de los judíos.
Judíos.
Ahora, that's like kind of like, I'm not trying to get into astrology or like reading horoscopes. But ancient stargazers, back in that day, that was a science.
Para esa época era la ciencia.
Yeah, not a religion.
No era religión, era ciencia.
So with that in mind, they looked towards the constellation of Aries because that was the sign of the Jews.
La constelación, ¿verdad? De lo que ellos creían.
Yeah, and so they knew that there was a prophesied event.
Y era un evento de profético, profetizado.
Yeah, that signified the birth of the Messiah.
Eso
in
significaba
Judea.
Significaba el nacimiento del Mesías.
All right, so something that I found out looking back into those records.
Algo que encontré buscando en records.
Is that Jupiter underwent two occultations or eclipses by the moon.
Júpiter se fue con dos eclipses acerca de la luna, ¿verdad?
Yeah. And Jupiter has always meant the regal star for kings.
Siempre se ha creído que Júpiter es el rey de los planetas.
Yeah, and so because of that, it's attributed to a royal.
So eso lo atribuye a la realeza.
Uh-huh, especially in people's lives back in the day.
Más a la gente de aquellas época.
So, because Jupiter rose in the east,
como se nace hacia el este,
what amplified it was that it was in close proximity to the moon.
Eso lo hace que se esté más próximo, más cerca a la luna.
Since Jupiter was in the east, that's a condition that is mentioned twice in the biblical account of Matthew.
En el libro de Mateo, por eso es que lo hace ver como doble. Datos.
Mm-hmm. Now, in August of that year,
en agosto de ese año,
Jupiter became stationary and then went before through Aries.
Se fue estacionario, ¿verdad? Se hizo estacionario.
Where it became a secondary royal sign.
Entonces se fue como en segundo plazo, segunda categoría de realeza.
Also described in the Bible.
También lo describe la Biblia.
In particular, there is confirmation from a Roman astrologer.
Es este, bueno.
Confirmación.
Ajá, de un astrólogo.
Ajá, romano.
Romano.
That the conditions for April 17th.
De la confirmación de que abril 17.
Of 6 BC.
Del año 6 antes de Cristo.
Is believed to announce the birth of a divine, immortal, and omnipotent person.
Era el nacimiento de alguien omnipotente, alguien grande que iba a nacer.
And so that person was born under the sign of the Jews, which we now know as Aries the Ram.
Okay, so eso fue lo que fue conocido como el nacimiento del para los judíos, ¿verdad? Lo que es conocido como ese signo.
Yeah, and even like coins of Antioch in ancient astrological documents.
En este monedas y cosas este históricas.
Mm-hmm. They show that there was a star over Bethlehem, as reported in the biblical account of Matthew. So, what the star is, or what that comes about, is that there's a lot of historical and archaeological evidence.
Mucha evidencia arqueológica histórica
that supports that there was a sign in the sky.
Que soporta, no, esta afirma que hubo una señal en el firmamento.
Over the land of Israel.
Sobre la tierra de Israel.
That announced the beginning of.
Que estaba anunciando el principio de.
Of the birth. The God King.
Del nacimiento, no, del rey.
And so that just goes to show that even the heavens proclaimed the birth of Jesus Christ.
Y esto enseña que aún el firmamento anuncia el nacimiento de Cristo Jesús.
So, let me see. I got some other stuff right here.
How did it become the symbol of Christmas?
¿Cómo es que
well,
viene
one
ser
of the parts of the symbol of Christmas.
El símbolo de Navidad, o parte del símbolo
it
de
seems
Navidad.
Seems to be important.
Eso parece ser importante.
Yeah, well, the reason it's attributed to Christmas is because of the three wise men.
Se atribuye a la Navidad por los tres magos.
Yes. And so that leads me to my explanation of who
eso
were the Magi.
Me dirige a mi búsqueda de los tres reyes magos.
Okay, now, the Magi, they used the star because they were recognized as physician astrologers back in that day.
Eran como astrólogos.
The three wise men.
Yeah.
Okay. Los tres reyes magos eran como astrólogos para esa época.
Well, because no one really knows where they came from.
Porque no saben realidad exactamente de dónde venían.
All we can guess is that they came from like Mesopotamia, Parthia, Syria, or Persia.
Podemos pensar que venían de allá de Mesopotamia.
But these three guys were educated.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they were called the wise men, because they were so educated in their science.
Estaban muy educados en ciencia, por eso les llamaban los.
I didn't know that.
Yo no sabía eso.
And so, because they healed the sick, they interpreted dreams, and they cast horoscopes.
Sanaban gentes y interpretaban sueños.
Through natural, like medicine. They were
a través de la medicina natural.
Yeah, they were the doctors of their day.
Eran los doctores de aquella época.
Thus, the wise men. And so, the art included magic, or what they referred to as magic, which comes from their name.
Eso es lo que se refiere a la magia, o a lo que se refiere su nombre.
Although back in that day, it wasn't really magic, it's just science.
En ese tiempo no era magia, lo que se conocía era como ciencia, lo que hoy conocemos como magia.
Yeah, and so, they were, the most thing they were renowned for was astrology.
Lo más fuerte era relacionado con la astrología.
Studying the stars?
Estudiando estrellas?
Yes.
Okay.
Like signs, not necessarily worshiping the stars or the sun.
No estaban adorando las estrellas o el sol.
Yeah, but they were just they would study the way the sky
moved. Pero ellos estudiaban cómo se movía el cielo.
Now, what interested them in
lo que los hace
Israel,
interesante en Israel
at that time
en ese tiempo,
was all these prophecies.
Todas esas profecías
of the coming Messiah.
De que venía el Mesías.
And so, there's a question. How did the star lead the wise to Bethlehem?
Una pregunta es, ¿cómo es que la estrella dirigió a los magos a Belén?
Now, okay, the star, namely Jupiter.
La estrella llamada Júpiter.
In the east.
Del este.
That rose up along the constellation of Aries.
Estaba naciendo sobre la constelación de Aries.
It showed them that a king was born in Judea, Samaria, Palestine. or Idumea.
Indicaba que alguien había nacido en esas ciudades.
Not knowing the exact location.
No exactamente la localización.
They went to the capital of all these lands, which was Jerusalem.
Se fueron a la capital de todo esto, que era Jerusalén.
And so, you know, King Herod's advisors were told that they responded to the Magi.
So el rey les preguntó, ¿verdad? Que
yeah, that, like, what's the prophecy? Or what does the prophecy say?
¿Qué es lo que dice la profecía de esto?
And so they, you know, that's what they responded, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
Ellos le respondieron que el Mesías iba a nacer en Belén.
According to the prophecy.
De acuerdo a la profecía.
And so that is how the Magi went there.
Mm-hmm. So
the three wise men.
Yeah, that's how they ended up there.
The Magi, you say?
Yeah, that was like their priesthood society name.
Oh, okay.
Magi.
Magi. Yeah. ¿Podría ser en español? Los magos.
Magos. Porque magos. De ahí es donde salió esa, la palabra magic.
Los tres reyes magos. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, muy interesante. ¿Y algo más para agregar en este segmento?
People could look at this and say, well, how does that apply to my life?
La gente puede ver esto y decir, ¿cómo lo aplico esto a mi vida?
You know, what does this have to do with anything?
¿Qué tiene que ver con cualquier cosa?
And really, what I want to point out is
lo que yo quiero apuntar es,
these three wise men,
estos tres magos,
brought Jesus gifts,
trajeron a Jesús regalos,
worthy of a king,
que eran a nivel de rey.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was gold, there was myrrh,
oro.
There were these gifts that were of royal,
eran regalos que envolvían realeza.
Yeah, status. And so that just goes to show that even Jesus being born, he didn't come into a world of poverty. He didn't come into something that he would suffer through.
Eso quiere decir que aún Jesús vino y no vino a nacer a pobreza, sino que ya tenía regalos tan caros así.
And so the key points for the spiritual significance of all these events,
el significado espiritual de todos estos puntos,
is what Galatians 3:13 talks about.
Galatas 3:13 dice
that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Que Jesús nos redimió de la maldición de la muerte.
And so, you know, I want to ask, what is the curse?
Y yo quiero preguntar, ¿qué es la maldición?
And so that does anybody know?
I do not know.
Yo no sé.
The curse. Anybody have an idea?
¿Alguien tiene una idea de la maldición? ¿Maldición?
What is the curse?
Isn't it like,
¿qué es maldición?
Isn't it like sickness, disease?
¿Suena como enfermedades?
And lack, and poverty?
Pobreza.
Yeah, that's pretty close, actually.
Sí, eso es muy cerca, muy cerca.
The curse, the most obvious answer is sin.
La más obvia respuesta es pecado.
But sin leads to death.
Pero el pecado te lleva a la muerte.
And so, a curse is death, sickness, and poverty.
Entonces, maldición es pobreza y muerte, ¿verdad?
And so, really, what the Star of Bethlehem stands for...
Lo que la estrella de Belén es por lo que está diseñada...
Is the sign that God gave humanity of his love.
La señal que Dios le da a la humanidad de su amor.
That God so loved the world that he gave.
Que Dios amó tanto al mundo que dio...
And so that brings me to point number two, which is that Christ redeemed us in order that the blessing of Abraham might be ours.
Eso me lleva al segundo punto, en donde dice que Jesús vino para traernos la bendición, ¿verdad?
De Abraham.
De Abraham.
Oh, and that's the true reason for salvation. Galatians 13:14.
Y eso es lo que dice Galatas 13:14.
Talks about that's the true reason for salvation.
Esa es la razón principal para salvación.
So... This year, when I look at the star on my tree or in a nativity scene,
yeah,
what should I be thinking?
Cuando mire la estrella en mi árbol en Navidad, ¿qué es lo que tengo que pensar?
You should be thinking that you have a superior covenant.
Que tienes un pacto superior.
With Christ.
Con Cristo.
And superior promises.
Y promesas superiores.
Than that of Abraham.
Que vienen de Abraham.
And like, because, I mean, we all know that Abraham lived in a desert.
Todos sabemos que Abraham vivía en el desierto.
In the midst of a curse.
En medio de una maldición.
And he was the richest man on earth.
Y era el hombre más rico de la tierra.
And so, remember Abraham when you look at that star and that you have superior blessings and promises.
Mire, cuando mire la estrella, acuérdese de Abraham y recuerde que tiene grandes bendiciones.
Through Christ, of course.
A través de Cristo Jesús, se supone.
It seems like in the nativity scene.
Pareciera que en la escena de Navidad.
The star's there.
La estrella
ahí está. It's a part of the scene.
Es parte de la escena.
But after what you've been telling me,
pero de lo que, a través de lo que me estás diciendo,
it doesn't get the respect that it is asking for, you know? It's, exactly. It seems more important now that I hear this.
Yeah. No está obteniendo el respeto que se merece, es lo que yo estoy viendo con lo que tú me estás diciendo.
Now, of course, I'm not trying to diminish Jesus and all that.
Yo no quiero disminuir a Jesús.
But so that's something that always bothered me. Like, I was like, what is that star anyway?
¿Qué es esa estrella, de todas formas?
And so that's the spiritual significance of the Star of Bethlehem, that we are Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed.
Somos la simiente de Abraham, semilla de Abraham.
And heirs according to the promise.
Y eso es de acuerdo a las promesas.
And so, I mean, we ought to be blessed, man. We ought to be walking in prosperity.
That's right. Y caminar en bendición.
We ought to be walking, you know, like the head and not the tail.
Caminar como cabeza y no como cola.
And so that's what I mean. This is it's kind of simple. It's kind of basic.
But
this
is muy simple y básico.
But this is something that I feel people should really hear.
Pero yo pienso que esto la gente en verdad lo debe oír.
So that they can see that we have something superior through Christ Jesus.
Para que ellos miren que tenemos algo superior a través de Jesús.
Well, look to the star for something positive.
Pues mire a la estrella,
right? That's what it represents.
Algo positivo, que eso es lo que
a passageway.
Exactly.
Algo positivo. Nate, ha sido bien, bien bonito tu punto de vista.
Your point of view has been very interesting.
Queremos agradecerte por ese buscar y buscar, ¿no? En tus notas.
I want to give you thanks because, I mean, it looks like you really did your research, actually.
Ahora cada vez que las personas puedan ver la estrella.
So every time a person can see that star now.
Pueden recordar tus datos.
They can remember you and your...
Los datos.
Your points.
Que somos grandemente bendecidos.
That we are greatly blessed.
Y si alguno de ustedes que nos está escuchando tiene alguna pregunta acerca de nuestros segmentos o puntos,
and if any of you have any questions about your segments or points,
usted puede contactarnos a través de nuestra página.
You can contact us through our webpage.
Y con todo gusto estará comunicándose con Nate, JB o con alguno de las personas que estamos aquí.
That you'll be contact with any of us who are here.
Y usted ha escuchado nuestra página, que se la vamos a repetir dentro de unos momentos.
I know you heard our page over and over, but we're going to give it to you one more time.
Muchas gracias por estar con nosotros.
So give you thanks for being here with us.
Y todavía nos preparamos, tenemos un par de minutos para que... David, tú tenías algo que quedaste inconcluso en el segmento pasado. ¿Te recuerdas en los factores que estabas hablando? Uno más, rapidito ahí, y luego nos vamos a ir a una pausa, ¿verdad?
Yeah, I had some interesting facts, just random facts. Uh-huh. I'm just going to go ahead and give you just one right now. I don't know if y'all heard of the mistletoe, but what it means or how it began. Uh-huh. Well, at Christmas, it is a tradition to exchange kisses beneath the mistletree. In ancient Scandinavia, mistletoe was associated with peace and friendship. That may account for custom of kissing beneath the mistletoe. Uh-huh. So that's how, this is why people kiss under the mistletoe.
Uh-huh. Sí, y eso es importante, ¿verdad? Es un factor en el cual tú, bueno, pues lo has traído con nosotros. No te David, pues gracias,
Thank you. I know it's kind of random, but
no, pero es que ese segmento es curioso, pero interesante.
Yeah, I mean, we are in the season of Christmas, and why not give some interesting facts and why these things...
Just as interesting as you are, man.
That's what I'm here for now.
That's amazing. All right, but so I guess we'll be right back after this short break. Remember, you are listening to Cristo the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día on 100.7 FM, The Word. For more information, you can go to sedesquivel.org and thewordfm.com.
Gracias y disfrute de nuestra pausa musical. Regresamos.
So thank you and please enjoy our musical pause.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman. pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. We're walking in the winter wonderland. Oh, we're walking in the winter wonderland. Oh yes, we're walking in the winter wonderland.